You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio. Trudy Behrman here. Thank you for taking me along with you as we on your mobile phone, on the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Want something that you don't have? Well, let's talk about how to get it. Today's focus is to do what you can until you can do what you want. So let's get into it. All right. Now, guys, there are a lot of us that want stuff that we do not have. And it's so easy to boo-hoo. We don't have it. We don't have it. But let's talk about what we can do until we can do what we want. So you want more money. How about start looking over your spending habits for leaks and plug those holes? You want a puppy? On your next apartment search, rule out all the properties that do not allow pets. Want to become a cosmetologist? While you research possible schools and the funds to be able to help you attend, why not watch multiple YouTube videos on the art of applying makeup and practice on your friends? Want to be more attractive? Then how about starting to pay more attention to your skincare, to your hair care, to your nutrition, and so on? Do you want to feel more abundant? Go and find someone who is in desperate situations and donate something to them. Trust me, you will walk away feeling very abundant. The point I'm trying to make here is that the result that you seek can be immediately available, maybe not packaged the way you want, but you can experience almost an immediate gratification if you begin to walk in the direction of the thing that you want. Whatever you are in prayer for, participate with God in the process to bring it to be. Let me say that again. Whatever you are in prayer for, participate with God in the process to bring it to be. If healing is what you seek, and why, if you have diabetes, are you still shoving the sugar-loaded bombs down your throat? No. Whatever you are in prayer for, participate with God in the process to bring it to be. This brings a whole, well, I hope it does for you, bring a whole fresh understanding to the parable of the sower, found in Matthew 13, verses 1 through 23. You see, farming is a huge teaching strategy that the Bible uses over and over, and rightfully so. Because whatever it is you want, that is the seed that you must plant. Just because you don't see a harvest right away, you need to keep sowing the same seed until you do. So in Matthew 13, verses 1 through 23, I'm not going to read it all, but I'm just going to summarize the story for you, and I'm going to encourage you to go read it for yourself. In a nutshell, the sower is sowing seeds. And the Bible talks about four different grounds that the sower casts the seed on. The very first ground he throws it out, the birds come along and they pick it up. It never even gets to take root. Then it falls on rocky ground. It takes root, but the soil is shallow. Then it falls with the thorns. It does grow up, but it gets choked out. And finally, the seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop. I want to just stop right there, guys. The seed never changed. The seed never changed. The ground changed, and the sower kept moving. The sower starts out moving, and as he throws the seed, it didn't work. Time one, time two, time three. In fact, time one was a total failure. Nothing to show for that seed. Nothing. The seed was thrown, and it was completely lost. The birds ate it up. And there are lots of times that we feel like we're moving, we're doing, We're working and we have nothing to show, guys. But you don't stop. The farmer didn't stop. And he didn't change his seed. He knew what he wanted, guys. You're not going to get oranges if you plant mango seeds. And you're not going to get mangoes if you plant orange seeds. If what you want is abundance, you've got to sow abundance. If what you want is joy, the seed you have to sow is joy. Now, understand that the seed and the eventual harvest look completely different, because the seed and the fruit doesn't look like the seed, but the fruit will have more of the seed of its same kind. This is coming from Genesis, because when God planted the garden, it reproduced fruit of the same kind from the seed. So what we're asked to throw is the seed. Now, I don't know if you've ever bought seeds, but I've bought a packet of seeds, and in that little bag, hundreds of seeds, probably thousands of seeds, the tinier they are, can hold in this tiny little bag. Potentially, that little tiny bag of seed can lead a fantastic harvest. My son had an experiment that he had to do, and it required him to use tomato plants. So I went to the store. I bought him 4 of the same kind of tomato plants at about the same size, and he was to expose these tomato plants to different environments. Same tomato plants, different environments. And 3 of the plants died because, of course, they were put in the dark, or they were put, you know, where there was very little light and so forth. The one plant that did grow, thrive, succeed, and we've gotten additional tomatoes off of it, was the one that was planted in the most ideal condition for that plant. The point I'm making, guys, is the very first, we've got to plant the seed. And the seed is a tiny little thing for what the end result is. So what we have may be so little, so tiny, so it seems insignificant, because it's just this little bag of seed. But whatever it is, the harvest that you seek, you've got, that is the seed you've got to plant. And seed 1 was thrown, the birds ate it up, there was nothing to show. Seed 2 fell on rocky soil. It seemed like something was going to happen, guys. Sometimes you see some little thing showing and you get all excited, but the soil was shallow and it was quickly scorched away. You keep the same seed because you don't give up. The parable says the same seed was continued to be sown. The farmer didn't give up on time 1. The farmer didn't give up on time 2. On time 3, it seemed to come up, but it was choked out. A lot of us are being choked out by the worries and cares of this world, and they are overwhelming, or they can be. Okay? So this is where you keep planting that same seed. You do not give up. You bring it before the Lord. You keep doing what you need to do at the level that you can. You do what you can until you can do what you want. This is the message I want to bring to you today. You do what you can until you can do what you want. You've got to keep moving at whatever level that you can. I am telling you guys, this is so important, and I'm not just speaking to you. I am absolutely speaking to me, because this message came to me for me first. I am simply sharing with you what I have pulled out from this for me. There are lots of things that I am trying to accomplish, and I am planting those seeds. And sometimes it feels like the birds have come, the sun has scorched it, the weeds have choked it. And sometimes you think to yourself, why bother? Why bother? You know, to keep working and to see no results can truly sometimes be a challenging thing to do. But I don't know if you've seen this graphic. It has definitely circulated on social media for a while. It's a picture of a man with a pickaxe, and he's digging and digging and digging and digging away. And in the picture above, he turns around, and there's like a sliver between him and the diamond, a sliver, but he gave up just so quickly. And guys, sometimes that's really what it takes, because if you truly want something, there's a difference between wanting something and wishing for something. Because you can have a mindful little passing whim, oh, it would be so nice to blah, 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 fill in the blanks. Okay, it's just a passing fancy, and it literally passes because you don't want it enough to take the action that you need to take to bring that thing to be. But you need to ask, knock, seek. You don't just ask. There's the name it and claim it game is not enough, guys. So those of you who believe in the prosperity gospel, there's nothing wrong with the prosperity gospel except for how it is portrayed. It's not just ask. It's ask, seek, knock. You have to keep going. You have to take action. You have to do your research. You have to knock on doors. You have to keep asking. And I honestly believe this is one of the things that I do over here at Profitable Stewardship Inc. is I challenge the understanding of the prosperity gospel a lot of you Christians have. Do not just sit back and ask. Participate with God in that thing that you're asking him for. Participate with him. Ask, yes, but then you need to seek and you need to knock and you need to believe and you need to keep moving and you need to keep planting. And if the birds pick it up, keep throwing the same seed. Stick with it, because there's a difference between wanting something and wishing for something. And if you want to see that harvest 30, 60, 100 fold of a specific thing, you need to plant that specific seed. You need to keep sowing and you need to keep going. And I promise you, that harvest represents a profitable outcome. I love it that the Bible says 30, 60, 100 fold, because we don't all get the same. Guys, I'm sorry to tell you, but nothing in the Bible says that God has been dishing out talents on the equality plan. Some get one, some get two, some get five, but all of us can return a profit, because even the one who got one, the master in the parable of Matthew 25, 14 to 30 says you should have at least invested it and gotten back interest at the bank. Whatever you have is your seed, and you need to keep planting it until you get to a profitable outcome. Do not give up just because the birds have taken it away, just because the sun has scorched the effort that you've made, just because you see the potential but it gets choked out. You keep going. You keep sowing, okay? So whatever it is you want, do what you can until you can do what you want, and participate with God in the process to bring it to be, because even the children of Israel had to walk in the direction that he sent them. He gave them the opportunity to get into the promised land, and he showed them the potential, but they had to step forward in faith. So we still have to do, not just to make noise and beat our chests, guys. So do what you can until you can do what you want that will bring the thing that you want to be. And keep sowing, keep going. Trudy Behrman here. I am super simple to find at trudybehrman.com. Today you're probably listening to me on debtfreewealthradio.com. And I do look forward to connecting with you.